How much time do you end up spending actually out of the building and maybe in students' homes?
I go into students' homes for a variety of reasons. A lot of times it ends up being there's a parent we really need to talk to, either because the child is having a lot of difficulties or the child isn't showing up, and we've had no way to contact the parent. None of the phone numbers we have are working. We need to find this parent. In that case, if I don't know what kind of a home I'm walking into, I will go with a few other staff members. For safety reasons primarily. Those are the home visits that are difficult. The home visits that I enjoy are where I'm going to meet with a parent I've already spoken to. I enjoy their child. I enjoy meeting with the parent. And it's just to talk about something, maybe something more personal, or the parent can't get out. Or one time, for example, we wanted to show a parent. I went with a teacher. We were concerned about what the child, she was a fourth grader, what she might be doing online that the parent might not have been aware of. And we thought, well, let's just go to the home. And mom was very receptive. Let's kind of show mom, these are some ways you can check to see what your daughter's doing online. And these are some sites that are safe. And these are some ways to safeguard. And the parent was just thrilled to have us there. And those are the visits I enjoy, where it's a parent that we already have a good relationship with, and the welcome is so warm, and they are so thrilled to have someone from their child's life come into their home.